My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin scammer Jane bored with Davin now that she's got money? Listen and enjoy.
There, John. Why,
just
are,
wants to
are
show
you
the condom from 1985.
My wad of ones.
Somebody's going to the titty bar. That, huh?
That's a big wad you got there. Sorry.
I go, what did I cause myself? She goes, by not trusting me, now you're in trouble. I go, so blind faith in a woman who disappears for months at a time is the answer to all my problems.
Yes.
Sorry. Where were you in my dating years? She goes, I told you what's wrong, but you never believe me for once. Now you're regretting, I guess. I go, you ask for a lot of trust, constantly ridicule me. Not sure how that makes you the right choice for me. Joe doesn't think you are.
Did you say that?
I think no. He ad-libbed that.
I think so.
I think you did. Did you do that?
That's a very odd voice.
It really is.
That's a little creepy.
Joe's white van voice.
That's what it's called. That's the name. That's the white Joe's white van voice.
You really took to that right away, didn't you? Looking for a label from your favorite voice, were you?
Yeah. He knows who he is.
I know.
Now he does that. I labeled it.
You know who you are.
July 14th. So a month, July 4th, we're having this conversation May 7th. I don't hear from her until July 14th.
Holy
and
crap.
Furthermore.
Yeah. And another thing. Yeah,
I mean, they're not really doing a good job of keeping my interest.
Really?
She goes, hi, July 18th. I go, hello.
You know, it might have been a slow day. You know, I said to hell with him. Nothing going on. You know what? Let's see what this fucker's up to. What's going on, Chief?
July 19th, she goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay. How are you? October 31st.
Holy crap.
I no longer feel special in this relationship.
I'm thinking.
Feel neglected.
Wow.
On Halloween, of all fucking days.
She doesn't know.
Pip's anniversary.
You know, yeah?
It's a very religious day for us here.
It is. It's a high holy day.
Most certainly is. She goes, are you still alive?
Wait. That's some shit talking right
no,
there.
No, I'm dead.
Are you still... Yeah.
A new way of ghosting somebody. No, I'm not here.
Yeah, but wait a minute. She doesn't talk to you forever. And she's like, are you still alive? That's like... I had some guy I broke up with. And he calls my house. And he says to my mother, oh, I just wanted to see if her dialing finger was still broken. I'm supposed to call you, motherfucker? No.
We actually had a call today at the day program. Some guy calls up and he goes, yes, I'm calling about the computer. Somebody just hung up on me. I'm looking for so-and-so. I go, he's been dead for 5 years. Maybe that's why we hung up.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They let you talk to people, do they?
Yeah.
Choice.
Yeah, he has a phone.
We knew he was a salesman.
Oh, I see.
I knew exactly he was a salesman making a pitch. He just picked a name. Unfortunately, this poor guy passed away 5 years ago. He's been dead for 5 years. Maybe that's why.
Clark. Oh, damn. Cold.
Joe doesn't take kindly to salesmen or scammers.
Right.
She goes, are you still alive? I go, November 1st. I respond, I am. I wrote you in July and you never wrote back. Sad face. She goes, oh, I'm sorry, dear. I can't find it.
Yeah.
I go, it's a couple lines down on this thread.
Glance down.
Look down, stupid.
Oh, my God.
Which is what you should have said.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look down, stupid.
She goes, well, how have you been and how's it with the bad people? I go, it's been touch and go.
With the bad
I don't even remember the bad people.
Who were the bad people?
I think I was very vague about it.
Okay.
I owed them some money.
The bad people.
The bad people.
We're the bad people.
It's been touch and go, trying to make it better. How have you been? She goes, I've been good too. Tell me what happened. I go, I don't want to bother you with the drama because I don't feel like looking back at my notes.
Is that you or her?
That was me.
No, but I meant it could be either at this point.
I go, what have you been doing? She goes, I've been in California. My lawyer came back and have me all my money. Remember, she couldn't reach the lawyer because she was in a fucking hospital somewhere in Canada. So she couldn't get her money.
So now she's got her money, so she doesn't need you.
Yeah. So I go, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting
fact.
Yeah,
it's like, could you maybe send me some money?
I was thinking that.
Oh,
wouldn't
that
be
great?
I could use a loan. She goes, where are you now, and do you find a woman?
She's
under me right now and taking it like a trooper.
I thought you were my woman.
I go, well, I have to be honest, which means I'm about to lie.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.